This is the Composer's Datebook for April 8th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1935, the Kolisch Quartet gave the premiere of Béla Bartók's String Quartet No. 5 in the auditorium of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. That performance was part of a chamber music festival sponsored by Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge, one of the 20th century's great musical patrons. In 1925, she created a foundation to enable the Library of Congress to present concerts and commission new works in the nation's capital. Among the major American works commissioned by the Coolidge Foundation were Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring and George Crumb's Ancient Voices of Children. Coolidge herself was an accomplished musician and amateur composer. One of her chief advisors was the Dutch cellist and conductor Hans Kindler, who once contacted Sibelius with a Coolidge commission for a new cello concerto, which sadly never materialized. It was Kindler who suggested commissioning a string quartet from Bartók, this time with success. After its premiere, the critic for the Musical Courier wrote, "Mr. Bartók's new quartet is impressionistic and well-wrought." The critic for Musical America was less impressed. "It honestly treats folk melody with a healthy vigor, but there is no subtle play of light and shade." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.